The Mishnah Kofayamet Aleph discusses a situation. A person has a behemoth which he didn't plan, he wasn't planning on shechting it before Yom Tov. And it's very late in the afternoon, Yom Tov afternoon. He's not really hungry for flesh. But the behemoth becomes a mesukenis. If he's not going to shecht it now, it's going to become an avela. So it'll be also b'achila. So it says, you're permitted to shecht it on Yom Tov. If there's shades by Yom Tov, lech menachah's eyes slip. There's enough time. So the Gemara in Psochim, on Daf Mem Vav on the base, has the machlokes, Rabbi Rav Chisda, is the redin of hoyel. Rabbi is of the opinion that for heter echal nefesh ben ator, you don't really have to have a mind, it's not necessary to have a mind to eat the food on Yom Tov. Let's say I'm cooking food on Yom Tov and I plan to put it in the freezer, I'm going to save it for a Sheva Brochas in another month. The woman has off from work on Yom Tov, so she has time to cook. So she cooks on Yom Tov for the Bar Mitzvah or for the Sheva Brochas that's going to be next month. So min HaTorah it's muta because theoretically the food could have been eaten today on Yom Tov. If there's so many Jewish people in the community, if you live in a community with only two Jews, so it depends how much food could have been eaten up today. How much is it reasonable would be eaten up today? But if you live in a big city with a lot of Jews, so theoretically, all of the food could have been eaten up. So Rabbi's own opinion, sets itself up automatically. You don't need kavanas agav. Rav Chisda disagrees that if you have a mind to eat it at a later date, that's not covered with the heter echal nefesh. So the simple reading of the Mishnah here says, you're not allowed to shech the mesukenis and Yom Tov. Elam ken yeshes b'yam lachmen kazaisli. If there's enough time to eat kazaisli, it's mutter even though you don't plan to eat the kazaisli. It's just if there's enough time. So the Gemara says the Mishnah seems to support Rabba. So what is Rav Chisda going to do with the Mishnah? So he says, no, if there's enough time to eat the kazaisli, and Lamaisa is going to eat the kazaisli. He's going to shech it in order to eat the kazaisli. The epshel kazais basa below shechita. He has to shech the behemah in order to be able to eat the kazais. So there is a machlokes a rishonim on that gemara of Rabba. Then there's a machlokes how to pask whether we pass like Rabba, he passed like Rav Chisda. Magen Avraham quotes the machlokes how he passed. So there is a machlokes a rishonim. What do Rabba mean? Rabba says oifa miyanta b'lechol ein aloike, means you don't get malchus. But there is an issa deraisa. Oh no, if Miyantav Lucham Mikra Adin is Hetagama, Echal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't need Kavanas Agavra at all. It's not just that you put the from Malkus. So the Rishonim say from this Mishnah, from this Gemara Psachim and Vav, the way they interpret the Mishnah, I'll leave it the Rabba, is Beferish. You see from here that on the level of the Raisa, Hoyal doesn't only take off the Malkus, it's Hetagama. Minatar, it's Hetagama. I'm the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to rely on Hoyal. They asked me the Rabbanan, unless you have Kavanah to eat it today. So that's what the Gemara says. If you're all like Rabba, then we understand why Erev Tavshilin helps. Erev Tavshilin is only an invention of the Rabbanan. So what's the heter min HaTorah to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So the Gemara says heter is hayo. But if it's also min the Rabbanan, so what does it help if you make the Erev Tavshilin? Then the answer is that b'shas hatrak, b'maka mitzvah, b'shas hatrak, you can rely, you revert back to the din derais. Taki need an Erev Tavshilin, but if they make the Erev Tavshilin, still you're relying on the hoyel. So here also, since it's a makam hefsid merubah, the aim is worth $1,000. So since a makam hefsid merubah, so you're permitted to rely on the, you revert back to the din deraisa to rely on the hoyel. What is the machlekes hatanoim over here? Tanakama says, has to be, yeshers beyan kadeh lechon kazayis tzli. Rabbi Kiva says, kadeh lechon kazayis chayim based b'chos. So Rabbi Kiva is mekel. Not only kazayis tzli, it takes a while to do the tzliya. Rabbi Kiva's mekel, you can even rely on hoyel, the way Rabbi says, you can even rely on hoyel with less time. You can eat the kazayis chai, raw flesh. So the Afikayam points out that the pashtus seems to be that it's a machloikas tanakama Rabbi Kiva, whether there's a heter echal nefesh, if you're going to eat the food, shalok derech achilos. That's not normal to eat raw flesh. Sushi maybe it became normal, but to eat raw meat is not normal. So the Tanakama holds there's no heter echal nefesh if you're going to shech the behema al dasti kazayis chai. That's not covered with the heter echal nefesh. That's not legitimate. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Even shaluk derech achilasa is also included in the heter echal nefesh. But it's interesting. They both say kazayis ain achilat b'chusim mikazayis. Let's say you're going to cook some food. A person's cooking food on Yom Tov. In order to eat less than a kazayis, he only plans to eat less than a kazayis. It sounds like they both agree. Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva both seem to agree that it has to be a kazayis. Because ain't achila plus a kazayis. If you plan to eat less than a kazayis, there's no heterech on nefesh. That itself is an interesting chiddush. Shitim Kubetzis points out here on this Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva is makel more than the Tanakama. Kazayis chai nebeis tvichosam. Kazayis chai? What do you mean? Don't you have to salt the flesh to take out the dam? So you're going to have to salt it. So the Rishonim, the Shittim Kubetzis quotes, the Rishonim say that the Shia Malicha is Kashir Tzliya. So the Tanakama says you can only shech the Mesukenis if there's enough time left by the end of Yontif. You don't really have to actually eat it. There has to be enough time. Sheus Lechol Kazayis Tzli. So the Tzli takes a Shir Mil. That's a Shir Mil. 18 minutes, 20, 22 minutes, whatever. But the next Tana says, Rabbi Kiva says, Kazayis Chai, but you have to salt it, so the Shir Malicha is Kashir Tzliya. It's also going to take a Shir Mil. So what does Rabbi Kiva make? So obviously Rabbi Kiva thinks you're allowed to eat it without salting it. What happened to the Yisadam? So the Shittim Kubetzis says, arrive from here to what Tosfos writes in Chulin, on Yudal Adam and Aleph. Tosfos in Chulin quoted in Yeridei Lahalacha, that the dam ha'evarim shalo pirish is mutter. If you take a piece of flesh and you squeeze out the dam, that's an isa dam. Or you have, let's say, the dam in the capillaries is like that. Only if you squeeze it out, the dam in the arteries or the dam in the big veins or the dam in the dam shebelev, that's dam. That even if it's lo pirish, that's a puddle of dam over there. But if you have the dam in the little capillaries, so that's botel agav the basar. It's considered moel habasar, the juice of the flesh. What's the din, let's say, if you salt the flesh? How long do you have to salt the flesh? Shir melichik is shir tzliya. Shir mil. How much is shir mil? So we usually say 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, whatever. And after 22 and a half minutes, usually people salt the flesh for an hour. And after an hour, then you rinse it off, so all the dam came out. There's still going to be a lot of dam left. Or let's say you have a gigantic piece of flesh, very big piece, 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet, a cube of flesh. And then you're going to salt it on all the six sides. Even if you're going to leave it in the salt for 3 hours, all the dam in the middle is still going to be there. So the halacha says that's mutter. The dam evarim shelo pirish is mutter. It's considered moel habasar. There's always dam left. There's always, you don't succeed in removing all the dam. That's the halacha. The dam evarim shelo pirish is mutter. Whatever dam is left after malicha is called moel habasar. And even if you didn't do any malicha, dam evarim shelo pirish is het agam. In fact, there's a Gemara Menachas Daf Chafalef, and the Gemara has a Machloikas Amaroim, where the Dam Shadishloi has an Isa Derais and Isa Derabon. So, where does it come? It's in Shulchan Aruch. There are more Paschans that Dam Shadishloi is only Derabon, and Ashkenazim assumes only Derabon. But this Fadim is all Shadow, whether the Mechaber Paschans like that or not, whether Dam Shadishloi is Derais and Derabon. But there are more Paschans for Ashkenazim, and the Dam Shadishloi is only Derabon. Why is it only Derabon? So, the Gemara says because the Torah prohibits Dam, because you're supposed to use the dam to be zarek on the mizbech, and dam shebishla is not kosher lizrika al hamizbech. Same thing, evorim shebishla. You're supposed to be makta the emurim. So let's say you cook the emurim first, and then you burn it on the mizbech on the fire. So the Gemara says it's not going to be rech. It's not going to be rech nechech. It's not going to give the same smell that it would have given if it would have been raw flesh. So the Gemara says evorim shebishla. You're not yotze if you do the haktorah. Same thing. Yayin mevushal is not kosher le nisoch hagav yamizbech. It has to be raw wine. So the dam has to be raw also. So the Gemara says the dam shebishla is not good for zvika ala mizbech. So that's why we paskin la'aloch, Ashkenaz and paskin. The dam shebishla is only an isa derabbanan, no isa derabbanan. So why is that? So remember when we learned here and there, Absalom, she thought it's considered moel habasar. A lot of times we say the dam is moel habasar and it's mutter. So if the dam shebishla, even though it's a bottle full of dam, it's a whole container full of dam, and I cook the whole thing, I consider it like the juice of the flesh. Others say a different shot, why dam shebishla? There's a tshuva and a chidush, tshuva sarim, I remember. My father had a shalosh tshuva sarim at home. I used to look at it once in a while. The Ger Rebbe. So he writes that dam shebishla, according to the way we paskin, is mutter because it's isa shenishtana. He considers that a major shina. Isa Shenishtana is a major machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rosh in Maseches Brochas. If you have an Isa that converted, it completely changed to become something else. So the Rabbeinu Yoin says that as Mutar Rabbeinu gives a mushel, if you have a piece of nevela and meat, and you put it in a container of honey, and the honey does a job on the meat, and it converts all of the meat into honey. Everything converts into honey. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that that's mutter, because in Isa Shenishtana, it's panim chadash bo'ol, the kans het gomer. And he gives this as a mashal to explain the din in the Gemara and Brachas. And the Rosh says, Abba Chaber boy, how does he know that that the mashal is true? Maybe the honey that converted the meat into honey, maybe that's taka gonna be asa. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlok. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins basically lahokel on that issue. He gives a hachrof on the Prima God. So the Chedush Ari wants to say that the Dam She Bishla is not an Isa Deraisa because it's an Isa Shenishtana. I don't know exactly what's the major shini over here. It was dam before and it's dam after. Why is it considered ishtana? I don't know. But Rav Soloveitchik learned differently. He thought that dam is always an issue. Maybe I should label it as moel habosar. So dam she bishlo, I label it again. That's moel habosar. It's the juice of the flesh. We more hear the memo of Rav Huna in the context of Rami Bachama's statement. Rav Huna says, so in the first half of Rav Huna's memory, means whenever there's a suffix in the Shechita, so you have to go to Chumra because of the Cheskasisa. And you start with Chazaka, so you should be like it. And whenever there's a Chazaka, we assume Eiske Paskin that it's in a veil. So here there's the famous Machloikis Rashi and Tosis, it's in a few Masichtas. Rashi learns, Behemah Bechaya Becheskasisa is Bisa Evim and Achai. Tosis Tainus against Rashi, and the last line in the Tosis, they have the Taina. The other Tosis on the margin, they refer you to the other Tosis. And so the other Tosis, they bring out this Kasha in a more conspicuous fashion. Here they write it on the last line. That was Farenfer, even according to the other Madam, but it's a major Kasha that there is a Machlaikis in Chulin. It says on the side, Chulin Dav Kudbeis, Machlaikis Abiechon Ishlokish. You have an animal walking in the street. So do you say it's a whole bunch of the Eiv Menachais? It's a walking Eiv Menachai. Or do you say no? If and when you rip off a limb, then it'll become Eiv Menachai. Because man, you didn't detach any limbs, it's not an Eiv Menachai. When you shech the animal, it's not that you're removing an Isa Eiv Menachai. It never became an Eiv Menachai in the first place. So we paskan like Rabbi Yechon, whenever there's machlek Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, the Gemara says we always pass like Rabbi Yechon, except for the three cases in Yavam is Daf Lamed Vav. So this is the din should have been like Rabbi Yechon. Behemah b'chayah, lav leivor nemenis. So how can Rashi say that it's becheskas isa eid menachai? That's one kasha, one strong kasha they have on Rashi. Then they had another kasha that right now I shechted the behemah. And there's a suffix whether the shechita was done properly or not. So because of the cheskasisa, I have to say it's still awesome. What do you mean it's still awesome? Matam eiv menachai. Now it's dead for sure. There's no eiv menachai. I didn't detach a limb from the animal while it was alive. How can it be eiv menachai? How can it be eiv menachai now? So Rashi apparently thinks machzikim yisa liyisa, that since while it was alive it had isa a, and now it's dead. And Isa A for sure is gone. But we have a suffix whether Isa B set in, whether there's an avail or not. So you don't go into the details what the Isa is. Since it was always Osir, and now there's a suffix whether it's Osir or Mutter, so it's Becheskas Isa, even though it's a totally different Isa. Machzikim Isa L'Isa. They're related to each other, but it's not the same Isa. So apparently Rashi thinks, in such a case, Machzikim Isa L'Isa. So that's what Tosis disagrees with Rashi. They think, hey, machzikim yisa liyisa. There's a shach in Yeridei about this. The shach talks about this. Halacha lemaisa, where they pass the machzikim yisa liyisa. So the Tosfos, so what's according to Tosfos, that the behemah b'chayah lav loivoy memeres, and hey, machzikim yisa liyisa. So what does Rav Huna mean when he says, behemah b'chayah b'cheskas yisa memeres? Tosfos comes up with a big chiddush. It's b'cheskas sheloi nishchato. The pasuk says v'zavachta ve'achalta, so the mashmoes is mimat shata zaveach ato echel, imash iato zaveach iato echel. So the Tosfos came up. It's a lav abo mechlal asei. There's an iser asei. Sometimes you have a pasuk that's an iser asei. The Rambam lists off in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Minyan Mitzvah lists all the iser, all the mitzvahs asei, mitzvahs lesei. As one of the mitzvahs is. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah to have chicken once a day, every day. If you want to be a vegetarian, you have a batla mitzvah every day. So the pasha pshat is, no, it means if you eat if you eat an eagle, that's an iser asay. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk, he means an iser asay. Sometimes you have a pasuk that's only an iser asay. Let's say there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day. So if you didn't put on tefillin, you violated an avera. It's a lava bomachlal asay. Probably not an iser asay. It's a kiyum asay. Sometimes you have an asay, it's only a kiyum asay. Sometimes you have an asay, it's only an iser asay. Once in a while you have an asay, which is both a kiyum asay and an iser asay. Take for example, ach b'yam rishon tashbisu. So it's a mitzvah sasei kiyum asei. If you have chametz, to destroy it. And then the rishonim assume that there's an iser asei. If you leave chametz in your possession after chatzais, you write on the iser asei of tashbisu. So it's both a kiyum asei and an iser asei. And kiddushin Rav Soloveitchik gave the introductory shiur. He raised the possibility that maybe the pasuk kikach ishisha b'olo is both a kiyum asei and an iser asei. The Rambam says that the it's a mitzvah, Lisa Isha Biksuva Bikidushin. So it's a mitzvah sasei to get married. And someone's boil an Isha without Kiddushin, so the Rambam says that he's over on the lav lasiya kedesha. The Rambam writes the full lav, Bishle Musa, that you get Malkus, is only if she's Mufkaris and Mizamanis Liznus, like the Ravid writes. But the Rambam holds it's like a chotzi shir of the lav of kedesha, pana habol apnuya. But in addition to the Isir lav, the chotzi shir of the lav of pana habol apnuya of kedesha, is also perhaps an iser asay. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said over the Achronim say on the Ravid. The Ravid there disagrees with the Rambam, that the Ravid says that Pana Habal Apnuya is not over on the lav. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, Rabbi Yankiv Hemden and others on the Daik and the Ravid, he said, there's no lav. He doesn't mean that it's had to gom, but there's an iser asay. Iser asay ki kechishisha biolo. It's both a kiyum asay and an iser asay. So that you can't take every pasuk in the Chumash and say, reword every pasuk and say every essay is an iser asay. So that's a question over here. Is it really an iser asay? Tosis is macharesh, lochen nirali, the cheskos iser is cheskoshen zvucha. So the Tosis in Shavuos raises the question, is it really legitimate? Can you really say that you have a mashmos of an iser asay over here? It could be that there is no such iser asay. In the Tosis in Shavuos, in the Tosis in Psochem, Daf Lamed Vav, they give this interpretation also benegir to the sugya there. You must talk about the din of ein iser chal al iser. If you have a live animal, that's also bachila, and then you have another iser is chal on top of the animal. So the Gemara has a svara ein iser chal al iser. Direct. Sometimes it will be chal iser kol al iser moisav. Okay, iser basachas. But if you don't have the exceptions to the rule, you'll say ein iser chal al iser. So according to Rashi, the ein iser chal al iser that you're talking about is the new iser. The Gemara talks about Yom Kippur. Ha'echon nevela b'Yom Kippur. There was a live animal on Erev Yom Kippur, and then it drops dead in the middle of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, ein iser chal al iser. So if you eat the nevela, you're only over on the lava of nevela, you're not over on the iser koros of Yom Kippur. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion because we hold that it's an iser koilo. Because when Yom Kippur is chal, all the kosher food in the world becomes asr. So agav, migud, that the iser Yom Kippur is chal on all the heter, that's chal on the iser as well. But Reb Shimon is of the opinion, ho'echon nevela b'yom kippurim is not chayv koris. So if you have a choyla, that's where the Nadi Yehuda has a humorous tshuva. He says, you have a choyla masukan. So Gemara says in the last parak in Yume, machilam, and he has to eat some trade for food to save his life. So the Gemara says, machilam osa hakal akal tchilam. You should try to minimize in the iser. So let's say if they have the tevel, if you eat tevel, it's misa v'dei shemayim. If you eat nevela, it's an iser lav. So if he can either eat tevel or nevela to save his life, so tell him, eat the nevela. Nevela is an iser kal, tevel is an iser chomer. Or if you have chelev, it's kores, and tevel is misa v'dei shemayim. So eat the misa v'dei shemayim is less chomer than the kores, is more chomer than misa v'dei shemayim. So the whole sugya, machilam osa hakal hakal tchilam. So the Rebbe Yehuda has such a tshuva, there's a chelev misukan on Yom Kippur. So should we give him trefa food or kosher food? So he says, give him the trefa food, because the trefa food that was trefa before Yom Kippur only has an Issa Lav, it's Nevela. It does not have the Issa Yom Kippur. But if you're going to give him kosher food, then there's going to be an Issa Koris of eating on Yom Kippur. It's very strange. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass when there is a din of Issa Koilo. So the trefa food is going to have both the Issa Yom Kippur and the Issa Nevela. So strange that Nadi Yehuda writes as if that's the din. That would have been the din if the din would have been like Reb Shimon. Din is not like Reb Shimon. We pass when there is a din of Issa Koilo. So in that sugya, in Psochem Daf Lamed Vav, when they quote Reb Shimon's opinion, Oichon Nevela B'Yom Kippurim, it's not Chayv Koris, because it's only Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, even Ayidei Koilom. So what was the Issa that was there on Erev Yom Kippur that prevents the Issa Yom Kippur from setting in? So Rashi says again, the live animal is an Eved Menachai. And Tosfos disagrees. They hold Behema B'chaya Lav Le'Varma Menes. Tosfos says, no, the Issa is what they came up with. The Issa Rasei of Eina Zvucha. The Mechadish number one, there is such an Issa Rasei. And other Balei HaTosfos in Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet disagree, they dispute it. Can't take any Pasuk and reword it to make every Pasuk into an Issa Rasei. It's not so clear. And then the Chiddush number two in Tosfos says the Pin Megadim and the Psicha to Hilcha Shechita points out who says that any Sechala on Issa applies if the first Issa is only an Issa Rasei. Maybe it only applies if the first Issa is an Issa Lav. So it's a Chiddush that Tosfos holds. He discusses whether the Rambam agrees or disagrees with this Tosfos that any Sechala on Issa even applies if the original Issa is only an Issa Rasei. So that's the first half of Rav Huna. That's the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Behema b'chaya b'cheskes Issa Amedes means Issa Eid Menachai. Right now the animal for sure is dead. So now for sure there's no Eid Menachai. So Rashi apparently holds Machzikim Issa li'Issa. He says since the animal had a Shem Issa before and now we have a suffer but it has a Shem Issa, the main thing is b'cheskes Issa, so it's still Issa. Shaila is, where did the Gemara learn out the din of Chazaka? The Gemara in how do we know that it's a din of Chazok? The Gemara gives different suggestions. The Gemara says from Bais HaManuga that the Kohen goes in and he sees that it has a Shear Gris. Then he goes out of the house. He no longer sees the Shear Gris. He goes out of the house and he declares that it's a, that Bais is a Bais HaManuga and it's Tomei. At the end of the week he comes and he sees that it's much smaller. It no longer has a Gris. So maybe it didn't have a gris at the time that he declared that it was tummy. So is it a barai tummy? Is it a sophic tummy? If it's only a sophic tummy, it won't be considered sophic tummy. Tosin says that if it's a sophic, we say we shtel of chazaka, so we assume that it's barai tummy, that the kohen saw that it had a gris, and we assume it still has the gris a half a minute later when he walks outside of the house. If we would be mesupik, whether if you wouldn't shtel of chazaka, you'd be mesupik, you wouldn't be able to declare that it's a sophic tumah b'shus hayochid sveik atomic because nobody's in the house. Shus hayochid means if you have three people there together. Shus hayochid means that you don't have three people. So no one's going to be in the house. Whoever's going to be in the house is going to become tumah. So everybody goes out of the house before the kohen declares that it's tumah. So Tosfos says, you can't say over here sophic tumah b'shus hayochid sveik atomic vadai because the house is what we call a dov shein badas lishor. So even if it's b'shus hayochid, it's still sveka tohar, like sofik tumah b'shus harabim. So it must be that that yishtel of chazaka and it's a vaday tumah. So according to Rashi, that the vort of chazaka is not. We saw it had a gris, and we assume the situation didn't change. Tosfos says chazaka. You can't say machzikim yisa liyisa. Now for sure it's a different. Now for sure it changed. It's not a Eid Menachai anymore. Tosfos learns that chazaka means the shtel of the chazaka, status quo, the situation stayed the same, it didn't change. Before it didn't have shechita yet, and then we assume now, if you have a sofik, whether it had a shechita, we assume it didn't change, it still didn't have a shechita. But according to Rashi, Rashi perhaps is not gerus that there's such an Issa Rese of Eina Zvucham. So Rashi learns, because it had an Issa Eiv Menachai before, now for sure it's not an Eiv Menachai. So you're not saying nothing changed. 100% everything changed now. For sure it's not an Eid Menachai. So Rashi understood Chazaka means status quo, the Issa. Because I had the Hashem Issa before, so it continues to have the Hashem Issa now. So Bayis HaManuga, before the coin declares it's Tomei, is not Tomei. So Ras is the one and only Tumah that you need Psak HaKoyin. Calls man the coin, doesn't open his mouth. He doesn't say the person is Tomei, the beggar is Tomei, the Bayis is Tomei. It's not Tomei. So before it was Tohar. So how is that a chazaka? Don't you see that the chazaka is on the status quo on the metzias? It had a gris before, and we assume it still has the gris. Not the status quo, a halachic label that we labeled it as a tomei, and you say it's still tomei. I wasn't tomei before. According to Rashi, how can you learn out, if Rashi holds chazaka means status quo on a halachic label, so what halachic label did it have? Unless you say that there's an in, there's a din, the Mishnah has a din, and Mishnah is the goyim. You're not allowed to cut off an egat saras. Yisham alcha ben egat saras. So it has a shame negat saras even before the kohen paskins. Otherwise, there shouldn't be an isa chaytech baharis. So you see, it did have a shame baharis before. So that's what you. But it's not really tomei from before. That's questionable. That's Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds that chazaka means status quo. The situation didn't change. Not that the halachic status didn't change, because Tosfos holds ein machzika miyisalis. So that's the first half of Rav Huna. That's the famous machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and it involves quite a few issues over here. Beimah b'chaya leivor meimeres, and whether ein isur halalisa and an isur esse. Is there an isur esse? Who says there is an isur esse? And what's the definition of chazaka? Four different akudas. There's a machlokes here, Rashi. Four different issues they may be fighting about. Then the second half of Rav Huna, nishchato b'cheskaseto emenas ad sheibor alach b'men nitrufo. What is that based on? Nishchato, we know that it had a good shechita. So we go basar roiv, roiv behemis k'sher is hein. So you assume that the animal is kosher. And if you have a sophic treifus, you go l'kula, because roiv behemis k'sheris. You go l'kula. So the Gemara raises a question. When Rami Bar Chama made a statement, Hepshim v'nituch ba'oilo, v'hu adin l'katzovim, the butcher has to wait. He shouldn't sell the flesh so quickly. He should take his time. Did he mean a halachic statement, or did he just mean derech eretz? What's the shadow? Did he mean a halachic statement? So the Gemara, on the top of Amud Beis, it sounds like the Gemara comes to the maskana that it's only derech eretz. The Cheretz dictates you should wait a while to check to see if he has a trefus. But strictly speaking, there's no halacha that says you have to check. So Tosfos says, how can it be? That's how Rashi learns the simple reading of the Gemara. Orech harakam ashmal, it's only derech eretz. Like the Brises have derech eretz. Rabbi, you have Brises that tell you how you should act with derech eretz. So derech eretz dictates you shouldn't rush to eat. So the Gemara gives over here, the Gemara says, Nitiya. When you plant a tree, the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat orlo. So the Torah tells us we have to learn to have patience. We have to wait. So the tia, the kater, ragle, and the katzavaya, or the boyale nidas. The butchers, shech the behemah, and they eat right away. They don't check to see if there are any trefus. And the boyal nido, he doesn't have patience. He should have waited wait 7 days, or shimenikim, if it's a zava, then wait till she goes to the mikveh. He's in a rush, he doesn't have patience. So the Torah tells us when you plant the tree, you have to wait 3 years. You have to learn to have patience. So the Gemara seems like it's saying the katei ragle and the katzavaya that the butchers are doing wrong al pidin. We're condemning them. It's not just they didn't act with derech eretz. So that's what Tosfos asks. How can Rashi translate the top line on the on Amud Beis? It's only orach ara. It's only an inyan of derech eretz. It's more than derech eretz. The Gemara says the katei ragle and the katzavaya. That this Tosfos gives an answer. Rashi and Tosfos give the same answer, it seems. It sounds from the Rashi and Tosfos, you're not mechuyev to check for the treifus. Strictly speaking, you're allowed to eat your shech the behema, is because heter emetis, because rob behema's ksheiris. But later on, if you'll discover that it was a treifa, then we won't call you anoinus, that you were relying on the chazoka. You should have realized that there may be an issue. And we will hold you responsible. You will be nenash, and you won't be considered an onus. So the way they learn, it sounds like the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara has a discussion. Masech Shavuos, a person was boal ishtoi, and then in the middle, she pierced a needle. She tells the husband, she does pierce a needle. So do we treat it like middle of the month? Do we treat it like onus? And onus is not chayv chatos. Boal anida is bekoris. So if he does it b'shogeg, he and she are both chayv chatos. So is it considered onus? And onus is not chayv chatos. So they say no, it's not an onus. It's b'shogeg. He didn't realize she was anida. So the Gemara says if it's samach levesta, he should have realized. Because then it's not called an onus. But if it's not samach levesta, nowhere, not samach levesta at all, then it's mamash an onus, and then he will not be chayv chatos. So Rab Chaim has in his sefer in Perek Dal in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Rab Chaim raises an issue. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Vestas deraisa, Vestas lav deraisa. So we pask in Vestas derabon, Vestas is lav deraisa. Vestas lav deraisa. So that most of the Rishonim assume that Prisha, some of the Vestas is only derabon. So the whole din of Prisha, the whole din of Vestas and Prisha, some of the Vestas only be derabonon. So how does the Gemara say it plays a role on the level of deraisa? That is boal ishtoi samach levesta. Then I say he's not an onus. If boal ishtoi shalos samach levesta, then he's an onus. But the whole din of vestas is lav deraisa. So why should it play a role? The whole thing is an invention by the Rabbanim. It doesn't exist on the level of the rice. So why do you say that if it's samach levesta, then it's not honest, and if it's not samach levesta, then it is honest? So Rav Chaim answers, and he says, take, the Gemara made a mashal, a parallel between Shora Muad and Vestas, where the two times, right? So he says, what's the story with Shora Muad? Let's say Shora is Nogeach three times. So we can predict that the next time the Shora is going to see a person, the next time the Shora is going to see a woman wearing a red dress, the next time the Shora is going to see a baby, he's going to be Nogeach. We can't predict. It just means if it'll happen a fourth time, we'll say, oh, it fits into the pattern. But it doesn't mean we can predict. And if the Shor saw a woman wearing a red dress, and we don't know whether he was Nogeach or not, so we can assume that he was Nogeach the fourth time because he did it three times. No, you can't predict the future. And if he saw Anisha, we can't even assume that he was Nogeach. If he will be Nogeach a fourth time, we'll say, oh, it fits into the pattern. And that's a Shor Amud Peis Nezik Sholem. Shor Atam Peis Chatzin Nezik Gufa. Shor Amud Peis Nezik Sholem and Aviyah. But it's not that we can predict, and it's not that if he was with such a red dress, that we can assume that he was Nogeach. So Rav Chaim says the same is over here. Vestas Lav Deraisa means that we don't predict in advance that for sure the Isha is going to have Dam on the Yom HaVestas. And if the Yom HaVestas comes and goes, we don't declare she must have had a Riyaz Dam yesterday because that was the Yom HaVestas. No, we can't predict in advance that's what's going to happen. We don't assume that it did happen. But if the Dam did come on the Yom HaVestas, we say, oh, it fits into the pattern. L'may nafkemina, so Rav Chaim says, when you get to the Dinim, the Rambam's opinion is that Yud Aleph Yom Shebeit Nida L'Nida, a very different shita from everybody else. All the other, the Ramban has a whole Hasoga against the Rambam, from all the Gemaras are against the Rambam. So all the Gemaras imply, like the Ramban, when Anisha has a Riyaz Dam, so she's in Nida for 7 days, then the next 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida, she has an opportunity, if she'll have a Riyas Nida, then she'll become a Zava, either Zava K'tana, Zava G'dola. If you have 3 days in a row, she'll become a Zava G'dola. If she doesn't have Dam in those next 11 days, whenever the next Riyah is, next month, next year, 5 years from now, she start all over again, she'll become a Nida for the first 7 days, and the next 11 days, Samach to the 7 days of Nida, she can become a Zava, and then the next Riyah, whenever it's going to be Nida. That's the Pasha Pshat in all the Gemaras. And the Rambam writes, not like that, the Rambam writes, the first time the girl has a Riyaz Dam, whatever, the age 11, 12, so she becomes a Nida, she has to have a calendar that goes for the rest of her life, and you mark off all the days, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, Liyaylon Voy. But the Rambam says, but the whole difference between a Nida and a Zava is, Nida is Be'ez Nidosa, and Zava is Be'ez Nidosa. So we declare, the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida, the Nida, Shalom Be'ez Nidosa. But if a woman has a Riyah, if a woman has the Vesis Kavua, and the Vesis Kavua, let's say every 60 days she has a Riyaz Dam. And it turns out sometimes the 60th day is going to be a New Yor Av Yom, sometimes going to be a Nizayin Yom. What do you mean? That's a Vesis Kavua. How can you call that Belo Es Nidosa? So the Rambam explains, Rav Chaim quotes, the Rambam explains, that it's 7-11, 7-11, Liyolam Void, unless she's Kaveh Avesis. If the woman is under the Kaveh Avesis, then it's a Goloy Milsa the Mafreya, that it's 7-11, 7-6, 7-11, 7-6, 7-11, 7-6. You don't say 7-11, 7-11, Liyolam Void. Unless she'll be Kaveh Avesis, or until she has a baby. Once she has a baby, you start all over again. You don't mark up the whole calendar, Liyolam Void, 7-11. So Rav Chaim points out, the Rambam also agrees that there is a concept of Vestas Deraisa. What the Gemara says, Vestas Lav Deraisa, means you can't predict in advance that tomorrow there's going to be Dam. And you can't say because yesterday was the Yom HaVestas, there certainly must have been a Riyaz Dam. That's only the Rabbanan. But if the Dam comes based, it does fit in. So that's the Pashtus in the Gemara. In Shavuos Daf, Yud Zayin Amud Beis Daf, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, if the man is Baal Ishta Somach LeVesta, even if you hold that Vestas Lav Deraisa, and the Pashta says, even if you hold that Prisha is Lav Deraisa, most of the Rishonim hold that Vesta is Lav Deraisa, and therefore Prisha Samach LeVesta is Lav Deraisa. So even if you hold that Prisha is Lav Deraisa, but you should realize that you're doing it at your own risk. So if he's Boal Ishtoi, Samach LeVesta, and then it turns out Pirsa Nida, we're not going to call him an honest. There is no din of Prisha Min HaTorah, but you should realize that's not an honest. You should keep in mind. If it's not going to be Samach LeVesta, then it's honest. But it's going to be Samach LeVesta, that's not considered an oinus. Rab Chaim doesn't say that exactly. That's why people say, oh, Rab Chaim writes there that Prisha is their rice. Rab Chaim writes a big Kiddush. Rab Chaim, that's famous from the Ra'or, in the Berak HaBayis has like that. And some Sefer quotes from Nas Nata, his Rebbe said like that, that even though Vesel Sav their rice, Prisha is their rice. That's what Rab Chaim says. But in Yeshiva says, he over Rab Chaim without that part. In the punchline, in the last paragraph of Rab Chaim, is a very short piece. This paragraph, he writes as if Prisha is their rice. So the Pashtun says, it's not. You can say it without the Rab Chaim. Even if Prisha is love their rice, but you can do it at your own risk. So that's what the Tesis says over here. The really Tesis learns, it's only Derech Eretz. There is no prohibition to eat flesh without doing bedikas to see if it's a trefa or not. But you should realize it's at your own risk. If it'll turn out that this, you have a roiv behemis ksheris, hey, nishchato v'cheskas heter, you don't have to be concerned about trefas, but if it'll turn out that it is a trefa, it's your own fault, and we won't consider you an honest, and you'll be chayiv, if whatever. You'll be nenash for that. The Ramban has a famous, the second Melchamas in the beginning of Chulin. It's a long, first Melchamas is very short, the second one is very long essay, and he has word for word kemat the same thing in the Chiddush HaRamban, where he quotes our Gemara that Netiyah Mekater Raglein Mekatzavai, that it's a real din, that this, he says it's a chiyuv midrabbanan. It's a chiyuv midrabbanan, whenever you have a miyut hamotzei, you're chiyuv to be bodik for the treifas. So he learns a top line, or how he just ignores the top line. It's not correct, not like Tosfos seems to learn. It's really mutter, but it's at your own risk, and we won't call you an honest because you were relying on the roiv. You should have realized that that you may be falling in. Rabban holds that it's a real din midrabbanan. The same Ramban appears kemat word for word in Chiddush Ramban. I forgot already which one. So one of them he says the word midrabbanan, one he doesn't say midrabbanan. So that's a question. Maybe the Ramban meant that it's a real din deraisa. When you have a miyut hamotzei, you mechuyif to be boidik midrabbanan. We usually assume it's only midrabbanan. So that's that's a question. The Ramban quotes a medrash that that says that when you shech the behemi, you only boidik for sirchas on the reya. There are 70 different trefas. You're going to be boidik all the trefas take forever. So he said you only have to be boidik for sirchas on the lungs because that's a miyut hamotzei. All the others are miyut shein hamotzei. So even with the rabbanan, you're not mechuyif to be boidik. So that's the question. What's the percentage? What's the percentage that it should be considered a miyut hamotzei? So the Dakei Tshuva, the Minkacha on Yerideya, quotes from the Mishkanos Yankiv. Ram Soloveitchik used to quote that Mishkanos Yankiv, that 10% and above is considered miyut hamotzei. He said, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. Ram Soloveitchik said, when he used to give the Hashgacha on the slaughterhouse in Boston, he used to use all the kulas on the book plus more. He had a lot of kulas from the Alter Rebbe, from the Baal HaTanya, the end of Yerideya. So the Baal HaTanya has Kuntresach, and he has kulas and Bedikas Hareya. He says he used to be makel on everything, and with all of his kulas, he used to have 14% sirchus that he couldn't be matir. Then he used to comment that in the Glatkosher slaughterhouse, they claimed they only had 9%. How can that be? I'm makel on everything, I have 14%. How can Glatkosher be 9%? He used to claim it's Glatref. Glatkosher wasn't reliable, but Glatref, they're not reliable. So he said that's like the Mishkanos Yankiv, above 10%. Anything above 10% is miyut hamotzei. And he said in America, in Boston, it was 14%. Rabbi Yashiv disagreed with the Mishkanos Yankiv because in Eretz Yisrael they'd be keeping records for years and years how many of the animals have sirchus, and it's only 10%. And he assumed that that medrash that the Ramban quoted there in the Mohammeds was composed in Eretz Yisrael. So the medrash assumes that the sirchus on the reyes is a miyut hamotzei. It's only 7%. He assumes in the days of the Gemara it's also 7%. There used to be machmer that 7% is called miyut hamotzei. The author of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasov, Rav Noivitz, Echon Lebracha, was for a period of time, he used to travel to Argentina to give the Hashgacha on the flesh that they used to import into Eretz Yisrael. So he said, in Argentina, they only used to have 5% of sirchas on the lungs. So he says, but he doesn't think we're mechuyev to be machmer 5%. Genuk, Rav Al Yashiv was machmer 7%, so we'll leave it like that. Because most people are mekel, anything below 10%. It's called mir shein hamotzei. So I think Al Pidin, there are 5 different levels of roif. The halacha recognizes different levels of roif. The Gemara has a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the end of Kiddushin and different mesichta, a few different mesichta, Chulin. in Perik Kisi Adam. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, what's the din if you have Ruba v'chazoka? Rav says in one direction, Chazoka says in the other direction. So we pass on like the Chachamim, Ruba v'chazoka, Ruba odif. Why? So the Pnei Yeshua writes in Ksuvis in the Kunt Rusach and Daf Yud Aleph, because Rav is Mevarer, and Chazoka is just the din Hanhoga. Tosis writes in Chulin, in the first part, Chazoka, you pass on like Chazoka, even if it's a Dab Sheyepshalias, even if you know it's Kenegan Amitzias. Chazoka is a din Hanhoga. Rav is Mevarer what the facts are. So you only follow Chazoka when you don't know what the facts are. But if you have a Rav says in one direction, so it's Mevarer what the facts are, so you don't consider Chazoka. So that's why the Chachamim say, Ruba v'chazoka, Ruba. If Rav Meir disagrees, he says, Ruba v'chazoka shkulim. Why is that? So the Gemara explains why. Because Rav Meir chai shlemiyutim. That's why Ruba v'chazoka shkulim. Why is that? The Gemara uses a lashon, Rav Meir holds a miyut kemandi isidami. What's that lashon? Miyut kemandi isidami? Means the miyut is staring you in the face. How can you say that the Rav is a mevarer? But I'm here. The miyut is screaming, I'm here. You can't ignore me. So Rav Meir is of the opinion, the only thing maximum you can say is that a Rav is also a din hanhoga, but Rav is not a mevar. Unless the Gemara says the beginning of a gittin, unless it's only miyuta de miyuta, let's say you have a 98% in one direction and 2% in the other direction. So even Rav Meir will agree, if it's only miyuta de miyuta, then Rav Meir will also agree that the Rav is a mevar, and then Ruba v'chazok or Ruba adif. And then the Tosfos has in a few mesichtos, some psachim, and an avodah zarah, and a nida. So Tosfos interprets a Gemara that even a Chachamim hold Ruba v'chazok, Ruba adif, that's only if it's a Rav Bari. Rav Bari means 80%. What if you have a Rav Garua? It's a Rav just made it by the skin of its teeth. It's a 51% Rav to 49% Nid. So barely made it as a Rav. So Tosfos says, even the Rabbanim will agree over there that that's the Rav is only a din hanhaga, so Ruba v'chazok will be shkulim. The only time the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir is if you have a Rav Bari, a gesunter Rav, a healthy Rav. And then there's a Chasam Sofer has in the Tshuva, the Pischi Tshuva quotes this in the end of Yeridah in Hilchas Reifim. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, L'hocha b'kuch nefosha sachar harayv, let's say there's a chayla mesukan on Shabbos and you want to drive to the hospital. So even though the odds are 20-1 that he's going to die anyway, or the odds are 20-1 that he's going to survive anyway, you still have to be Mechal Shabbos. L'hocha b'kuch nefoshes achar harayv. That's the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Ksubis. So the Chasam Sofer says, what if it's such a far-fetched chashash, echad mini elef alfei alofim? So that's ridiculous. So he says, even b'kuch nefoshes, that's not called a suffix sakon. The miyut is even smaller than that miyut and the miyut. If it's a miyut and the miyut, means 98%. Even Rav Meir agrees that that rav is a mevar. But that's only a mevar. There is a suffix holder. But if it's such a miyut, a miyut and a miyut, a mamish, echad min elef alfei alofim, that's not even called a suffix sakon at all. The Pashtus says that Chasam Sofer is in contradiction to what the Maram Shik wrote. Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, and he carried over all of his psokim and all of his the Mohammed against the Reform. So during the lifetime of the Maram Shik, they had a whole esek about the mitzitza b'peh. So the Maram Shik says, yeah, I gotta do mitzitza. And many say, what do you need mitzitza today? We have antiseptics. The whole reason for mitzitza because of a chashash sakana. So today they said the doctors say there's no chashash sakana. So the Maram Shik writes in his tshuva, all of medical knowledge is based on experimentation, the data that they have. And they did circumcisions on 20 million goyim, and no one ever died. No one ever got sick after doing a circumcision. So you see that you don't need mitzitza. The goyim have been doing circumcisions, you don't need mitzitza. So Rav Shik says, maybe he'll do another 20 million, maybe someone will die. So that's called the suffix sakana. One out of 40 million is called the suffix sakana. So the Pashtus is that his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, wouldn't hold that. That's called the suffix sakana. That's what the Rav Shik writes. But the Pashtus is, there are five different categories of Rav. There's a Rav that it's a Rav Garua. It's only 51% to 49%. So that even the Rabbanan agree that that Rav is only a Din Hanhoge. That's not Mevar. Even the Rabbanan would agree Ruba Chazok Ashkulim. And if you have a Miyuta, the Miyuta, 98%, even Rameh will agree the Ruba Chazok is Ruba. If they have a Miyuta Tamotzi, that's either 10%, 7%, whatever it's going to be. So then you have this Ramban holds, and then there's a Chovas B'dika Midirabbanim. And And then you have the Chasam Sefer. It's so far-fetched, it's not even called the suffix sakana by a sakana sefer.